Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Pulse talk show. We are talking about why we should commemorate the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Qa'iman ala ra's al-ghulam wa huwa yafhasu bi rajlayhi bal Hussein alayhi salam yaqul bu'dan li qaumin qatalu.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Pulse talk show. Our condolences to all the believers wherever you are upon the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his family members and his companions. Also, our condolences on these months of Muharram and Safar. Today on the talk show, we wanted to talk a little bit about why we should commemorate the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. In order to talk a little bit about this, we humbly decided to invite Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi. So we are going to go ahead and invite him and start the talk show. Sayyid Mohsin Naqvi, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Islamic Pulse talk show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thanks for inviting.
So Sayyid, first and foremost, our condolences to you upon the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, a commemoration that occurs all across the world by millions of Muslims again across the world. We wanted to talk a little bit about this idea that, you know, why should we commemorate the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, especially when considering that this is an event which occurred, you know, well over 1,000 years ago. We hand it over to you in the name of Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Well, my condolences as well for the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Well, before we start about the reason that why we commemorate every year the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein or Ashura, it is better to clarify our beliefs or thoughts in regards to Imam Hussein. We know the importance of Imam Hussein, that who is this personality, then it is easier to answer the main question which was raised by you.
Right.
For Imam Hussein alayhi salam, obviously when we look at him, we can ask about him from two sources. The one who created him, which is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then we look at the Quran, we see there are many verses about Imam Hussein alayhi salam and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam.
Interesting.
For example, the important verse which is قُلْ لَا أَسْأَلُكُمْ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا إِلَّا الْمَوَدَّةَ فِي الْقُرْبَى. That the Prophet, then when people, when the companions of the Prophet, they came to the Prophet and they asked him that, what kind of reward can we give you in return of what you have done for us? So sure. Allah ordered him to tell them to not to pay anything, I don't want any reward from you except This love of Ahlul Bayt. So, number one, the love of Ahlul Bayt wants us to remember Ahlul Bayt every year, every movement, because this is the part of love. You know, whoever we love, all the time we're thinking about them.
Right.
So this
right.
is one of the reasons, the shortest answer to the question.
Of commemorating Imam Hussein al-Islam is that we love the Ahlul Bayt, and
so
of that love is, of course, to keep them in our memories, in our hearts and our souls. Yes.
So that's the first thing. The second thing is, obviously, we can ask someone who is infallible, because Imam Hussein is infallible. We cannot ask people who wrote history, the historians, or the ulama. We cannot ask them to be true. There are many people, you know, about Ashura, the incidents of Ashura. We have 40 different commentaries. 40 different commentaries. Some people said that this was a war between two princes. Some said it was to save the Khilafah, as Maulana Maududi has mentioned this. There are many others who said different things. Some said like it was due to the letters which were written by the Kufis to Imam Hussein. That's why he went to Karbala and the incident happened and so on. But all these things, we see all these commentaries are what have those commentaries that are being taken from the history, the book of history, the incident that happened, the things before it, the historical, we can say like things that happened after it. So it is all historical basically. But when we look at the will of Imam Hussein, we see the reason that Imam said that I am going out to reform the nation of my grandfather. Wa asirati bi sirati jaddi, and I am bound to follow the footsteps of my grandfather, which is Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wa abi, and my father Amirul Mu'minin alayhi salatu wasallam. So here Imam Hussein is answering those who said that Imam Hussein has raised to save the Khilafah.
Mm. Or that it's a fight between two princes, yes, or these other...
So he said that I am bound to the seerah of my grandfather, Prophet, and Imam Ali.
Right.
Not anybody else.
Right.
So this is the answer for the rest of them. Now, when Imam Hussein is infallible, we need to ask an infallible. Who is Hussein?
Mm.
And then we knock the door of Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam,
mm-hmm,
and we get the answer. He says, "Assalamu alayka ya warisa Adam asafatillah."
Mm.
Now he's introducing Imam Hussein that he's the inheritor of the Prophet Adam alayhi salam.
Mm.
He's the inheritor of Prophet Noah. He's the inheritor of Prophet Abraham. He's inheritor of Prophet Moses.
Right.
Inheritor of Prophet Jesus. Inheritor of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And at the end, he says, "Amirul Mu'minin alayhi salatu wasalam."
Mm.
So this is Imam Hussein. So the personality that we remember him every year, we commemorate his martyrdom every year, he is not a normal person.
Mm.
He is someone who is the inheritor of all the authorities of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who were sent by Allah for the guidance of the people.
Right.
So basically, because he has saved the efforts of these prophets, and they're known as Ulul Azm prophets.
Yes, you know, these great
prophets.
Right.
So basically, he has saved the efforts of all the great prophets. That's why we commemorate his remembrance.
Mm.
So this is the importance of Imam Hussein. We need to know that who we are basically remembering every year, and who is this personality.
What's really interesting, based upon what you just said very eloquently, when we commemorate and we remember Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his mission and of course his martyrdom, then in reality we are also commemorating the mission of all of these divine messengers from the past, including the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi. So it's a very beautiful, it's not limited to just Imam Hussein alayhi salam, as you said. It is a commemoration of this whole divine wilaya and this whole message that has been coming through the years and the ages. Yes, please continue.
That's true. And the reason Imam Jafar Sadiq is taking these names, he wants to tell that, look, when we are talking about Imam Hussein, we are not just talking about Hussein ibn Ali and Yazid, for example.
Right, right.
It is commemorating the remembrance of Adam alayhi salam and saying no to the shaitan of that time.
Mm.
Because there was Adam and Iblis.
Right, right.
There was Abraham and Namrud.
Yes.
There was Moses and Pharaoh.
Yes.
You know, so all these are the old things. So when we are commemorating Imam Hussein alayhi salam, when we remember him, it means that we are following the footsteps of Adam alayhi salam, the Prophet Noah, Prophet Moses, Abraham, Isa, Jesus, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we are saying no to Iblis, to Namrud, to Fir'aun, to the oppressor or arrogant powers at the time of
these
Prophet
Noah,
to all the taghuts of all the time.
It's very
so basically, let summarize this: that Hussein ibn Ali is the inheritor of all these divine or the ilahi people.
Sure.
And Yazid was the inheritor of all those taghuts.
Mm. Mm.
So at this time, if we are commemorating this, we are also saying, we are loudly saying, declaring that we are not with the taghut of the time.
Sure.
Because this taghut of the time, at this time, is the inheritor of all those taghuts. Mm. Because it's a lineage,
it's a system.
We can say. It's
yeah.
a system.
Yeah,
so it's connected, basically.
Mm.
So we are on this side. We are on this part.
Mm.
And if Imam Khomeini says that, for example, like America is the big Saturn, there is no surprising, because when America or US state, it's the government or the system,
right,
that
right.
is, we can say, like, if it is arrogant, it means that it is inheriting this arrogance from all those taghuts from Adam till Khatam alayhi salam.
Because they all represented the same very rebellious, rebelling against the Almighty Allah, rebelling against the ordinance and the laws of Almighty Allah, rebelling against all divine religions for that matter, if you look
oppressing
at the present
people
state.
For their own, we can say, like, goals that they
yeah,
have.
Yeah, they're materialistic, selfish,
everything.
Power-based desires.
So they wanted the powers in their own hand, the way, they used to say, like, even to the Prophet Musa, it was that happened that Pharaoh said, like, I can kill someone and leave someone, make someone alive.
I can,
he left one person alive and then the other. Mm. So Prophet Moses bring another, argument for him. So basically, at this time as well, a country, this is a question, basically, and it's for everyone, that those who think that, for example, these arrogant powers that we call them, like Zionists or U.S. state or other countries who are after gaining the power or the fight of power they have, tell us that how can in today's world, in this 21st century, we can say, we're living in 2023 now, right? At this time, even in the countries, in the West, in the Eastern countries, no one can sue an American national,
right?
Even he kills, if he kills someone, you cannot take him to the court. He has to go to the U.S. courts.
Yeah, these extraterritoriality laws.
Whereas, whereas, how can those who are living in U.S., if they are from other nationals, how they are taking them to their own courts?
And throwing them in their own jails.
You see? So this shows that, yes, they are inheriting those arrogant powers.
Right.
The arrogancy, the oppression, and all those things. So they are the inheritors.
Right.
And today, if we are commemorating Imam Hussein's martyrdom, it means that we are declaring ourselves to be on the right path. And that's why it is necessary. So this was a logical answer for what we have said. There are many other reasons, like, for example, Quran also talks about other reasons. In chapter Hud, we have verse number 120. In chapter Hud, verse number 120, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he says, وَكُلَّا نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ. O Prophet, remember that we relate all the stories of the prophets to you. نَقُصُّ, to say the story or narrating something.
Relate,
So we narrate these stories, we tell these stories. أَنْبَاء means the news of the prophets, rusul, messengers. لِنُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. So that we firm your heart with it.
Right.
For example, nuthabbit, firming the heart. So for example, if Noah alayhi salam has preached for 950 years, oh Prophet, you just preached for 23 years.
Right. So this story is strengthening and giving
it, strength and hope. It has to strengthen you, give you hope. For example, if after 950 years, you know, can you imagine 950 years, one person is preaching a little amount of people, like a town or the area that he had, and after that he had a couple of people, you know, boarding on the boat, the or ship, the ship or ark with him.
Right.
So these 950 years, come on, it's too much.
It's a long time,
And the Prophet, you're just doing for 23 years. And you need to have, you know, a strong heart. You need to have a big patience. You need to show patience a lot, the way they did. And you're rahmatul lil alamin.
Right.
So this is, so there were hardships, for example. There were, like, people said to them, they are, like, for example, like, they don't have the mental stability to the prophets. Some said to some prophets, they are magicians. You know, all these allegations were on the prophets, different prophets. We see all those allegations on the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam.
Right.
So why we commemorate Imam Hussein's remembrance?
Based upon this verse of the Quran.
On this verse of the Quran. So the first thing said, نُصَبِّتُ بِهِ فُوَادًا. So that Allah makes our hearts strengthen. That look, if on the day of Ashura, if Imam Hussein has sacrificed everything that he had, even a 6 months old baby, and the, you know, the oldest son he had, right? And obviously at that age, it's hard to send, you know, a son like that, or even the 6 months old. The companions he had, the family he had, who made captive, war captive. So when he can give this sacrifice, remember, if you want to step in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you want to show that you're from the inheritors of the ilahi, you know, system that we have, then obviously there are hardships for you as well.
And there's sacrifices that will there have are sacrifices to be made, and tests and trials, difficulties.
So we need to show patience as well. And we need to step towards the right path. Wherever there is a truth, we have to step. We cannot, you know, there is a famous poetry from Iqbal that Nikal kar khanqa ho se, ada kar rasm shabbiri. Khanqa, you know, these are the awliya's shrine and all those.
Right.
So there are people like who have the management in their hand, and they just collect the charities or the money from the people, and they don't know anything else. It was very easy for, according to some ulama, it was very easy for Imam Hussein to just sit in Medina next to the shrine of the Prophet
and do nothing.
Do nothing, become a khanqa, like it was khanqa. But he didn't do that. He came out for the reformation. He stood up, he raised for the reformation of the Ummah, for the nation. That's what we need to do today. We need to understand this from Imam Hussein. We need to get this lesson that we also need to raise maybe giving slogans on the day of Quds, maybe on the day of Ashura, at the time of Hajj. There are many occasions that we need to express that we are not with these rebels, with these arrogant powers.
Yes.
And we are on the right path. And wherever there is injustice, we have to raise our voices. Whether it's the injustice against the black people, it's injustice against the, maybe, you know, any kind of race, or Muslim phobia, or, you know, burning the Quran. You know, why they are doing this? Because this is guidance, this is the truth, this is the truth. So, the first lesson, نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. O Prophet, we narrate, we relate all these news for you. Why? So that your heart is strengthened. نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. And the second part of the verse, it says, the haqq, which is the truth, it comes with it. You know, we narrate this so that you know the truth. You know the seerah of all the prophets, we are telling you, so that you know what is the haqq and what is batil.
What is truth and what is falsehood.
We commemorate Imam Hussein's martyrdom every year, day of Ashura, or Muharram Safar, the whole month, with these 2 months that we have, even Arba'in, and the Shahadat or Viladat of other A'imma. It's because that it brings the truth for everyone. You know, people ask us, why you're mourning?
Yes.
Because there was someone who was on the right path. They were the rebels. He he stood or raised against the oppression, arrogancy, and all those things, and they killed him. Right? So we differentiate. We bring the truth forward. In today's world, we need to see who is with Hussein.
Right.
The characteristics of the governments, people, you know, it shows that which way they are, which side they are, basically.
Yes.
So it brings the truth. It declares the truth that we have. So this is the second thing which Allah said in the Quran. And that's why we do the Imam Hussein's remembrance as well.
And commemoration. Well, Sayyid, before we continue, so here, you know, these points that you're bringing up, there are practical points. You know, it takes this whole commemoration of Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his companions, his family members, out from a very conceptual, on one hand, and on the other hand, it takes it out from a mere, you know, ritualistic or habit of just mourning and crying. But you're bringing this to a very practical level, something that we can do and we need to do, and it's creating a movement within the individual and the society. If you want to comment on that, that, you know, that what we're talking about here is that it's not just merely, you know, the mourning has its place and its value, and incredible value. You know, for example, the teardrop that's the size of a wing of a fly or a mosquito or a small insect is. But we're taking it to another level where practically we are making changes in our life and society and in the ummah based upon Imam Hussein alayhi salam, if you'd like to comment.
Well, obviously, when we look at the incidents of Karbala, we just see this aspect, the practical aspect.
MashaAllah.
You know, there is no ritual aspect. Yes, ritual was there. It is said by Ahlul Bayt, for example, Imam Zainul Abidin, Imam Jafar al-Sadiq, Imam Radha alayhi salam, he said to Ibn al-Shabib, Ibn al-Shabib, in kunta baki and fabki lil Hussein. Whenever you want to cry for something, cry for Imam Hussein. There was a philosophy behind it. There was a reason behind it.
Right.
It wasn't to make it just a ritual thing that you perform.
Yes.
There was something else. That when you cry for Imam Hussein, you will remember, why am I crying? People will ask you, why you're crying for Imam Hussein? Yes, there was an ilahi nizam, or the system. That's why we don't have this at the moment. You know, for example, Dua Nudba.
Yes.
It is said to recite it every Friday, especially on the day of Eid. You know, Eid is the day where we are happy, like Eid al-Fitr or Eid al-Adha, both. But why to do Nudba?
Right.
Why to cry? Nudba is crying, obviously. Right, you supplicate, you basically the supplication with the cry, that is Nudba. So why to cry? To cry because the Imam of the time is not ruling over the world.
Yes.
This is what Ashura is basically.
Right.
You know, there were people, for example, Tawabin. They have their own role, who left Imam Hussein. There were many people in Mecca when Imam was there, the sons of the companions who were in Mecca who didn't accompanied Imam Hussein till the Karbala. Yes. So they were all there, and they were all crying for the martyrdom of Imam Hussein. So what's the difference between them and those who accompanied Imam Hussein in the land of Karbala, who were the companions of Imam Hussein. So there's a difference.
Yeah, of course. Mm.
So basically, if we just make Ashura or the Muharram as commemorating it in the sense that having majalis, cry for Imam Hussein, this is a ritual that we practice. This is just like those who were living in Makkah, Medina, who did not accompany Imam Hussein, and they also cried for Imam Hussein.
Yes. Mm.
But the point is that now, you know, you opened another chapter for me. Mm. I generally do this, like the thing which I'm gonna just say now. Mm. I tell this to the people on the Shab-e Ashur, like after the 9th of Muharram. And I raise a question for the public generally in my majalis, that do you know why Imam Hussein asked for one night?
Mm. Assent.
Yeah. There should be a reason.
Sure.
Imam al-Ma'asum, right, he's infallible Imam, he can do the war on 9th of Muharram. Mm. But he said to Hazrat Abbas alayhi salam that go and take one night.
Yes, yes.
Right? Mm. Many ulama said he was waiting for Hur. Mm. Right? My question is, was he waiting for only one Hur of his time? Mm. Or this Shab-e Ashur will come every year till the Qiyamah. And every year, every night of Ashur, the Imam of the time is waiting for someone like Hur to join the army.
Mm. It's very beautiful.
To free himself, Hur. Imam said, Antal Hur. You know, the way your mother called you Hur means you're a free man. Mm. You're free. Imam is waiting till Qiyamah. The Imam of the time, at this point, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, who's the Hussein of the time, he's waiting for the Hurs.
Yes.
The free man who can free himself from this material world. Who can free himself from the connection or, you know, the connections that he have, this material world or arrogant powers and so on, the things that we have, and come and join my army.
Mm. I'd like to add here, irrespective of religion.
Yes,
any individual, any human being who can free themselves from these things, you know, the Imam is waiting for them to join them.
Imam
continue.
Is waiting for
yeah,
that.
Please. Yeah.
So basically, when joining Imam, we are talking about, obviously, at this time now, another question we might raise, that, so what to do? You know, how to join the Imam, the Imam of the time? The answer is, you need to make grounds for the reappearance of Imam of the time.
Sure, make preparations, make the foundations.
Preparations can be, you know, acknowledging or making people or, you know,
aware.
Informing, averring, making people aware of the reason, the goals of Ashura. The last savior, this is important, that Hussein of the time is the last savior.
Yes.
We all are waiting for Imam of the time. For Jews have last savior.
Yes.
There's a concept.
Right,
in
right.
The Christians, there's a last savior concept.
Even
of
the
last
Hindus
savior.
Have a last
Hindus,
savior.
Hindus, everyone have a last savior. Mm. But who is the best one? Who fulfills, who brings the justice? In the Quran, there is a verse that Imam Mahdi will turn the injustice into justice.
Yes.
So we all are waiting for the last savior. And you know, even this is the point of unity among Sunni and Shia. Because all of us believe in Mahdi.
Yes.
The only difference is they believe that he is not born yet.
Right.
We believe he was born. But let's not talk about he born or not.
Right.
He is born or not. Let's talk about the topic of Mahdi and Mahdaviyat.
Right. And the mission, the ultimate goal of establishing the Sunnah of the Messenger.
He is
of
the
Allah,
only Khalifa. He is the only Khalifatullah on which we do not have any kind of dispute of him being the Khalifatullah.
Yes, yeah, very, very pro.
We all can join, we can all give hand into hands and be prepared for his reappearance. Maybe he will born or he will reappear according to us. Doesn't matter. But still, have we made our community or society or we raised or our community or society or the youth in a way that they are ready to join the army of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. These are the things that we need to work. So Ashura is the practical aspect. It's
yes.
not just the ritual. No, yuthabbitu bihi fu'adak. With this, we will strengthen
your heart.
Waja'aka fi hadhihi al-haq. And in this, there is a truth that comes to you. The truth will be
revealed,
said to everyone.
Shown.
Wa maw'izatan. And there is admonition. It is not only strengthening my heart or our hearts.
Sure.
Not only about the truth, rather, it's admonition. You know, we give admonition, we advise people to do the good, to not to do the bad. So how can we differentiate between good and bad? Obviously,
without a manifestation.
Our hearts are strengthened, right? We know the truth and false, and now it is time to admonition. Allah is giving the advices to us
yes.
that look, this is the right path, so don't leave it. You know, in chapter Yasin, we have the verse, for example, لَا تَعْبُدُ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌّ مُبِينٌ. Don't follow the shaitan. So let's make it clear that Yazidiyat is the shaitaniyat.
Right.
Husayniyat is the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yeah, this wilaya and...
Right? So Allah says, لَا تَعْبُدُ الشَّيْطَانِ. Don't follow shaitan. There's admonition in it. For example, if we see that Imam Hussein is calling Zuhair to his camp,
right.
Zuhair is from Osmani. He believed that Imam Ali has killed Osman, like the third caliph, which was a wrong belief. So he was different in faith, in beliefs with Imam Hussein, but Imam Hussein called him. And he became Husseini. Yes. We don't say he became Shia, we say he became Husseini. At this time, we have many Sunnis who are Husseini. Why we need to have dispute?
Yes. Yeah.
There is no reason of having dispute.
Yeah.
There is admonition in it. There is admonition of unity. You know, Imam Khomeini, being a Shia scholar or jurist, gives a fatwa or the order of commemorate the last Friday of Ramadan as Yom Al-Quds.
Right.
For whom?
Right.
For a place where there are Sunnis are living.
And Yom they're the majority.
Majority of Sunnis.
Yeah.
So these all came from Ashura. That's why Imam Khomeini says that whatever we have, it is from Ashura.
From
the revolution that we have, it is from Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Because these are the people who took this admonition.
I'd like to add here, Sayyid, because I think it was very beautiful, this idea that we have a lot of brothers from the Ahlul Sunnah who are Husseinis. And because, you know, I kind of grew up in the U.S., so I would go a little bit even farther out and say that there are many non-Muslims out there who are Husseinis. They don't know that they're Husseinis, right? They have never been introduced to who Imam Hussein was. They haven't been introduced correctly who Imam Hussein alayhi salam was. And I know it's kind of a different subject how the whole concept of Ashura and the commemoration in the morning has been distorted and corrupted in order to hide the real aspect and the real persona and mission of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Perhaps if you'd like to do a talk show on that, that would be really interesting. But Imam Hussein has not been introduced to these people. They're non-Muslims, but they believe in these core values, these core principles, which are manifested in Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his movement. I just wanted to add that in there.
Ahsan. Obviously we have, yes, that's true. We have Christians being Husseini. We have Sikhs, Hindus who are Husseini. And you can see even on the day of Ashura how they join the processions that we have on the day of Ashura. And there are many people, you know, when they come to the processions of Ashura, especially like in US, UK or Europe, they ask, when you tell them, you see how they shed the tears for Imam Hussein on the, you know, the grief that he have seen. So the third thing was the maw'izah,
this advice, this admonition.
And admonition. There is always, so we can look at different aspects of Ashura. Why we commemorate Ashura? It's because there is an admonition in it. There is an admonition that whenever you have to save your religion, you need to work for God, you need to do it with all the efforts that you have.
Yes.
You know, everything you need to put. Imam Hussein, all his effort was himself, his children, I don't know, his companions, and all those. And nothing was forcefully. This is very important.
Yes.
You know, the night of Ashura, he turned off the lights.
Right.
If you want to go, you go.
And he formally removed the bayah from the people so that if they were even a little bit embarrassed that we just did bayah to you, he even removed this bayah. He says, don't worry about this bayah. If you want to leave, you can
so
leave.
There's a message for the whole world who are spreading in Islamophobia. That look, if you look at Husseiniyat or Shiaism or the Karbala, we don't force. We don't make people Muslim on the sword or the guns like ISIS. And there are many examples. The Husseini path is we turn off the lights. If you don't want to join us, there is no force. Because, you know, you cannot bring people close to you with, you know, force.
Yes.
They should love you. It should be through heart. They should accept it. They should, with the rational proofs, they have to come towards you. Once they believe, then they don't leave you. They never leave you.
Right.
So this is the path of Islam. So those, even those for our, like, brothers and sisters who want to preach Islam, don't force. Bring arguments, bring the proofs from the Quran, from the life of the Prophet, life of the Ahlul Bayt. Tell your children, make your children aware of who they are. The point is, sometimes our parents, unfortunately, they don't know about Islam themselves, but they force their kids.
Sure.
You know, they don't know how to explain the importance of the prayers to their kids, and they force their kids to pray.
Yeah.
You know, there are many examples, many other things. I'm just giving small examples that generally happens in the societies. So it is better to be acknowledged first, and then with the reason and proofs, you can do that. So there is admonition in the Ashura. And the last thing about the Ashura, in the verse, where Allah said to the Prophet, he said, وَمَوْعِزَ وَذِكْرَ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And there is a reminder for the mu'mineen. So there is a يُثَبَّتُ بِهِ فُوَادَكَ, strengthening heart.
Strengthening the heart.
With this, truth comes and it is clear. It's the truth clear, is clear.
Revealed.
There is an admonition in it. And the last thing, there is a reminder. Why we commemorate? It is a reminder.
Yes.
It is a reminder for all of us.
Right.
You know, the way we remind when someone passes away, right? When someone dies. The death is a reminder of there is a time that's going to come on me as well.
Sure.
Yes. One day I will go to the grave as well. I have to answer for what I have done. Similarly, Ashura is the reminder.
Yes.
That there is a Husseini path, there is a Yazidi path. Which one do you want to choose?
There's an Ilahi path and there's a Taghuti path.
So are you choose Allah to be your Wali? Allahu Waliyu Ladina Aman Yukhrijuhum Min Adh-Dhulumati Ila Nur. You want Allah to be your close guardian who will take you from darkness towards the Nur?
Yes.
The way Imam Hussein took Hur towards Nur. The way Imam Hussein took Zuhair towards Nur. There were many other, they're Christian, who came to the battle of and they joined the army of Imam Hussein.
Wahab.
So Imam Hussein, why we say Imam Hussein? We're not saying Imam Hussein is God, na'udhu billah.
Of course.
He is the authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we say Imam Hussein is the representative of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah basically, He guided us through means. When He did not, you know, send His guidance directly to every one of us, rather He sent through His prophets. There were means. And He says in chapter Maida, verse 30 or 35, that وَبْتَغُوا إِلَيْهِ الْوَسِيلَ. Go towards God through the wasila.
A means. Intermediary.
So these are the means. So Imam Hussein, when He took them from the darkness to the light, they were guided. On the other hand, وَالَّذِينَ كَفَرُ, who denied to accept Ahlul Bayt. And this is the main thing, that in today's world, unfortunately, in the Islamic world as well, they're denying to accept Imam Hussein.
Right.
So when you deny, kafaru is not necessarily means kufr, disbelieving. Denying. Simple. We do the simple translation, literal meaning.
Yeah, denying after the truth has been revealed to you.
The truth has been revealed to you, you denied it. Awliyahum al-Taghut. Their guardian will be Taghut.
Yeah.
Rebels. Arrogant powers. And that's why they have soft corner for these people. You know, this soft corner comes where we have, you know, we have denied, we do not accept the truth fully.
True.
If we truly accept the truth, then we wouldn't have any soft corner for any, you know, taghut or rebel and all those. So these are the things. So why we commemorate the first question which was raised? According to the Quran, Allah said that, O Prophet, we narrate the stories of the prophets for these four reasons. And for the same four reasons, we remember Ashura. And the reason is why I remember Ashura and why we are basically connecting the incidents of Ashura to the Prophet is because Prophet himself has said that Husaynu minni wa ana min al-Husayn. Hussein is from me and I am from Hussein. So when Hussein is from Prophet and Prophet is from Hussein, remembering Hussein means remembering Prophet. So there's no difference of, you know, personality.
It's interesting. That's one of the comments we had made earlier on, was that commemorating the mission of Imam Hussein alayhi salam is actually commemorating the mission of all the messengers. And here we find this statement from the Prophet Messenger himself, of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi, saying this, that I am from Hussein and Hussein is from me. Yes.
So basically, this is what why we generally commemorate.
Jazakallah, Sayyid. I don't know if you have any kind of you know, conclusionary statements. Very well put these four different dimensions on why we commemorate the mission and the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Since I believe it is your first time on the talk show, and what a blessed and sacred occasion to join us on the talk show. But if you'd like to give, you know, some pieces of advice a mu'izza or a dhikr of for the mu'mineen, a reminder for the mu'mineen. In this month of Muharram and Safar, I hand it to you for the closing statement.
Well, obviously, in the month of Muharram and Safar, this is the best time to reach the perfection. Mm-hmm. Now, one of the important things which we do not realize is that Muharram is, yes, the month of mourning, but also this is the month of showing our love to the one who we love.
Yes.
To show the love to the one who we love. Why? Because Imam Hussein showed his love to the one who he used to love or he loves. Mm. And that was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave everything. You know, there is a resemblance. We can bring this resemblance by talking about the worldly love.
Sure.
Right? In the worldly love, what happens is the one who we love, we try to look the way he or she likes, for example. Mm. We dress up the same way. We talk the same way. Mm. We try not to do the things that they dislike.
Sure.
So when Muharram and Safar is there, you know, why it is the month of getting into the or going towards the perfection is because we are showing our love to Imam Hussein alayhi salam and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Obviously,
yes.
Allah has said, وَمَنْ يُعَظِّمْ شَعَائِرَ اللَّهِ فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. Whoever respects the sha'air, the slogans of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Yes.
Imam Hussein is the sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَإِنَّهَا مِنْ تَقْوَى الْقُلُوبِ. In this remembrance or respecting the sha'air or the slogans, there is the piety of the qulub. It means that this is the journey of perfection.
Mm, mashallah.
We need to go towards the perfection, basically.
Yes, yes.
You know, we marry so that we don't do sin and we get the perfection.
Right.
We socialize with the people in a good manner so that we get perfection. We don't abuse or, you know, use the different wordings. We pray to get the perfection. So month of Muharram is the month of love, to show the love. It is the mourning. That mourning is also the result of love, basically. So actual thing is the love. We show our love to Ahlul Bayt, to the first verse which I said, Mawaddat fil Qurba, this Mawadda. In this love, obviously, I need to make myself someone who looks like the companions of Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Yes.
My general appearance, for example, with the beard, I don't know, we're going to start with the hijab for our sisters. You know, we're talking about in the Muharram, we talk about the, you know, the masaib of Hazrat Zainab salamullah alayha.
Right.
She didn't give away her veil to the enemies. They snatched it with the, you know, with the spear and the, you know,
it was forcefully taken. And we, unfortunately,
the very first condition which at the time when Riyazid was releasing them, they made was give us back our chadar, the hijab, the tabarukat, and all those things. So they took back their veils and they put them on.
Yes.
You know, unfortunately, I have seen this, that in India, Pakistan especially, there are some women who are speaker women. They say because the Hazrat Zainab did not have the veil, so we should take off our veils. You know, now look at the idea of Karbala, what happened, and look at these people, how far they are with the goal and aim of Imam Hussein.
It's kind of ridiculous.
It's because they're looking at the historical factor only. You know, that's what I said. You cannot just realize what Imam Hussein is by looking at the history only. But they're just ignoring the last part of the history. When these war captives, they were freed, they asked for those chadars again. They put the veils again.
Yeah.
You know, how the enemies are working.
Now,
say like these are the Shias. These are the plotted people.
Right. These are planted people.
These planted people.
Yeah, to be able to, like I had said, you know, which we might, hopefully if you have time, talk about it on another talk show, this corruption and distortion of this whole commemoration of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. But you were saying that we need to practically take steps in this month of Muharram and Safar to be able to attain that perfection based upon the love of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, the love of the Almighty Allah. Jazakallah, thank you so much, Sayyid, for taking time out of your busy schedule joining us on the Islamic Pulse Talk Show. Again, our condolences to you and your loved ones upon the martyrdom of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his companions, and his family members. And dear viewers, Jazakallah, thank you. Please remember all of us in your prayers. Our condolences to you all upon the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussein alayhi salam, his family members, and his companions. Until another talk show, fi amanullah, and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.